listening to SNK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on Guelph, Ontario's CFRU 93.3.
Fabulous and fierce, that was Out Come the Hummingbirds by Diablo Swing Orchestra, the progressive 8-piece Swedish ensemble from their brand new album, Swagger and Stroll Down the Rabbit Hole, released on Spine Farm Records. That was an amazing piece. I really like that a lot. Welcome back to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope for our second hour of our observational session today. Let us continue on this magical tumble down the rabbit hole with more fantastic, explorational, and magnificent music. Our third grand set in today's session will be featuring Mark Wiley, Silas, Stone Beach, Sunshine Express, and Theo Vandenhoff. I'm playing another piece by my good friend from Whitby, Mark Wiley, off his new album, Infinite Friend. Continuing to read a little bit more into this album, the music explores the turbulent sufferings of the human experience in the tranquil serenity of our inherent divinity, offering listeners a bridge between physical and astral worlds. The record seeks a balance between catapulting listeners into the abyss and rescuing them on a magic carpet of bliss. Today, I will be featuring the track called Searchlights. So to begin this grand set, here's Mark Wiley and Searchlights, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We'll be right back.
like to see it. I like it when you move. I'm calling for you. You were here the other day. I'm guessing that you're new. I wanna see you. See you in your groove. Got it too. Well, I know what you got. I'm coming up, but ha, I never thought you'd be this rough. So I'll be running out. I can't keep up, cause I'm just overestimating every step that I've stepped on. Again, I didn't run, I just sat there, sinking in the room. Now I have to. A couple bottles deep, but I'm grooving with the music, not giving to. I got nothing to lose, so I'm walking back to you. Regretting every choice I'll make again, listening to these little voices up in my head. Caught up in a web of feeling, overspent. Now I'm pretty sure I spent this time just wasting my life. Watch it all go down, just grooving with the music, but somewhere else. I'd rather be included, but for now, I'll be just wasting my life.
Oh, This is Luke Rokuta, and you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca and syndicating across Canada.
In that grand set there, we just finished listening to Theo Vandenhoff, the Toronto synth pop artist, and their song, What's in a Name, off their new EP, Heartache is an Empty Room, released on Safe Sounds. Before this newest wave of the pandemic arrived, I was lucky enough to see Theo play at the Baby G in Toronto alongside the lovely Animal Party, Paulo Sinski, Microband, and World News, alongside my good friend Danny, went together. Theo was is an amazing stage performing artist, even though that was the first time playing for a physical audience. What an amazing talent. Going in retrograde now through that grand set, we previously heard Sunshine Express with their track, Adieu, Hype Mix Edition, off their newest release, Mystery of the Garden Marquette, Volume 1.1, available on their Bandcamp page right now. Then we heard a similar, familiar artist, but under a new name. This is Ed Dietrichs. He previously went by Red Tucson, but he's changed his name to Stone Beach. He just released a single under that name called There's Somewhere Else, available on Bandcamp right now. And then a special surprise, a discovery from Danny. He was in, or is in, I guess it's a kind of hazy section there, a band called Silas, Toronto-based five-piece post-rock band consisting of, like Danny, of course, there's a Sean Stover, Christopher Serbnack-Jack, sorry, Matt Guyon, and John Katenis. They have on Bandcamp a recorded live off-the-floor record called 12-14-16, a live recording from December 14th, 2016 at the Apache Sound studio in Toronto. That's available on their Bandcamp page. We listened to the first track off that release called Rainbow Valley. And of course, we began that set with Mark Wiley in his track Searchlights off his new album Infinite Friend. For our final grand set in today's session, we'll be listening to such artists as Paulo Sinski Microband, Kirub, Dream, and Bicyclops. Speaking of such artists, such amazing artists from that Baby G lineup, we are going to be listening to Paulo Sinski Microband. This is the main creative project of Paulo Sinski, whose actual name is just a letter over. His name is Paul Osinski. With drummer Hector Alonso Costa, Paul is reimagining dance music productions for the stage by using analog synths, modular gear, and a sampler. Using a minimal setup, the Microband aims for a sweet spot between Warp Records and Noise Rock. We are going to be listening to their most recent release from 2020, a double single release for Cosmic Resonance called PPE LFO. Reading about this release, Paulo Sinski Microband brings us two absolute crushers featuring layered, grimy synth sequences pulsing over bombastic live drums. The tracks evoke the fervent heights of the late nights. PPE LFO is peak hour party fodder. It is euphoric ecstasy. So, without further ado, to begin this final grand set, here is Paulo Sinski Microband and their track PPE from the double single PPE LFO here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Enjoy! We'll be right back.
One line's longer than the other. A lifeline's a punchline. You know that I am sure. It comes back swimming to me. Where the water's clearest. A calling released it. It happens every time. In August air, I got a good one. Stop me if you heard this one. This time you were right to carry me inside. The bed lights come to life in any color you want, in any shade that you like. Now you've got a face before now. Outstretched fingertips, it was upon me. So serious. So I'm lazing across the double line. And all my past and future before me.
Before our final grand set, we began with Paulo Sinski Microband and their track PPE off the double single alongside LFO, available on Cosmic Resonance, their Bandcamp page. Then we heard new music by the indigenous experimental electronic producer Kirub, just releasing a new album, Hyper Normalized. We heard the track called Thomp Thomp. Then we continue to explore the new music by my lovely friend Christine Mills here in Guelph with their project Dream off the album Event Horizon. We heard their exploratory track there, Red Shift. And finally, we play more music from the newest release of Bicyclops, the project for Toronto-based Phil Johnston. This being their debut full-length album on Plutoid Records, Marooned. We heard that extended track called Virgo. To wrap up this week's observational session and the final session of 2021, we are returning to Conductor. We are going to be featuring a track off of the Counterpart EP that was released alongside the more electronical Parapraxis EP, this one being called IRL. It is more of a more acoustically leaning EP release. And it features throughout the album another good friend of mine, Blue Hardy. It also features throughout some tracks, Fayez and the Wasted Chances. Both artists that I've featured music of their own creation in the past. So on Conductor's IRL EP, we'll be featuring the first track off the EP called Wavering, which features both Blue and Fayez. With that, this has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, Happy New Year's, and look inward and beyond.